In today's episode, Mike wants to know why, as in the letter Y, Samantha crafts her own truth, and I hope they shot that dog first. This is Paradise Killer. I'm going to let you run with it all. I'm going to be playing the non-host role today, so now you get to come up with all the fun transitions and whatnot and the introductions.
Oh, so earlier when you guys were talking about allergies, I was going to say something to the effect of, like, I guess we're not on Perfect 25 and Paradise Killer.
How about, welcome everyone to Fun Sphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh. And as Samantha just...
No, that was Josh. Josh always does the intro.
Yeah, Josh always does the intro. Me.
I suppose that's true. All right, well, why don't you...
I'm also
Josh.
Awesome.
Me, Josh, intro.
Hey, in Perfect 25, everyone would be Josh. There you go.
All right. That island would fail.
Oh!
In 30 days.
Wow, that's generous. I'd say probably 10 minutes, but that's just me. All right, so Samantha, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Paradise Killer. It is an open world adventure mystery video game developed by a small studio called Kaizen Gameworks, and I think this is their first game. It's two developers who came from bigger companies mm-hmm. and decided to start their own little thing. And they're based in the UK, which is why, well, not everybody. There were a lot of British accents in this game and UK spellings of words.
So do they spell tire with a
yes.
Y? In the UK?
Do you know what my indicator was that this game was from the
Why?
UK? The fact that they call a flashlight a torch.
Yeah.
I was like, torch, yep. Yeah.
British.
That one I know, but...
Yeah, tire spelled with a
tire
Y.
Tire with a yeah. Y?
I don't know why.
Spelling fun. All right, so... Samantha, like, I did the backup research for you, as I promised.
Yeah.
You got any kind of development notes? Because I came up kind of dry on this one.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Just that their inspiration sources. Like, even on their press site and stuff, there's not a ton. So, like, the Wikipedia, I guess, is just from interviews.
Mm-hmm.
How they were inspired by, like, you know, Lovecraft. Danganronpa, which I haven't played, but when I suggested this game to my group, in Final Fantasy 14, one of the guys played it, and he also mentioned that it was like Danganronpa. So,
I've never played those, but I have like a knowledge of them just somehow. They're kind of fucked up.
Yeah, the conversation took a really weird turn after that game got mentioned. That series,
but
like,
yeah.
I think fucked up in a different way than this game.
Yes, I agree, but that's like a pretty strong. Like, that series has got, like, 5 or 6 games in it, I think, so...
Yeah.
Hey, it's not bad, not a bad series, I guess, to take inspiration from.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess. It's anime. I'm surprised that, well, I guess Ace Attorney is more about the trial itself than this.
I was thinking, like, when I started playing it, I was like, is this got an Ace Attorney vibe? I was like, that's really cool, the place to take it, but I can definitely... Now, having played it and looked at some of the research, I can definitely see the Danganronpa over, or excuse me, I probably mispronounced that, over Ace Attorney for sure.
Yeah. I know nothing about Danganronpa except the necrophilia.
That's yeah. Like I said, that's why I said it was fucked up. I wasn't gonna give examples. But here we are.
We have an explicit rating. We can mention it.
That's true. Very true.
The 1 week I don't check that pod. By accident.
I mean, it's not like, well, you know what? If you don't, and that becomes like, this becomes some sort of controversy, that'd be great, because then people would, you know, be listening.
Mommy, what's necrophilia?
Right, so I guess we're going to go around the room and give our thoughts and opinions.
I didn't even tell you what it's about.
Well, go ahead, tell us, you're the host here.
Yeah, it's about... It's about a murder.
Wow.
You play as Lady Love Dies, a former investigator for this group called the Syndicate, who are this, like this group of immortal weirdos who are trying to resurrect all these like crazy awful gods who like came from space, and the gods' ultimate goal is to like burn down or drown the real world in a sea of war and blood and enslave all of mankind. And the Syndicate's just like, that's right, yes, that sounds good to us, so let's go ahead and get these guys back here. they're so weird. I like this because you're not really the anyway. And then the council is like they're in charge of the Syndicate, and they get murdered, and you have to come investigate it. And I left out a bunch of stuff.
Well, that's a pretty good description.
Yeah, we'll probably touch on it when we.
Yeah. So, I guess we can talk about you can give your opinions now.
Mike, why don't you go first, pal?
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. A lot of the stuff we're going to talk about, especially the story, I guess I can lightly touch on whether it's like games or movies or anything, whenever I'm greeted with a world where everything is so crazy far removed from how our society works, it's like my brain goes into, I don't know, like too much information just shut down. So it was like, it took me a long time to just be able to process what was going on. I found myself just skipping a lot of the dialogue at the beginning because it was overwhelming. Like none of it made sense to me. Okay. So I wouldn't say I skipped it. I just would skim because I'm like, all right, blah, 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 this character, this character, this character. The something, I hope I'm doing a good job of explaining. You know, like it's,
I kind of get,
I don't know, maybe I just kinda, like the far fantasy stories, I guess. Like, I think it just requires your brain to be doing more than I was prepared for it to do. So I couldn't sit down. Maybe it's the ADHD thing, but, like, it kind of feels like when I go through and I'll read a book and I have to reread the same paragraph, like, 4 or 5 times because I didn't actually process anything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like a okay. So, yeah, it started to do that, but as I played through the game, it started seeping in, and then I would call back on stuff that I'd glossed over earlier and be like, oh, that's who they were talking about. It's kind of like if you, starting this game feels like if you jump halfway into something.
Yeah.
So you're just having to pick it up.
I did see a review that said this game is like, and they meant it in a positive way, that this game is like a sequel to another game that you've never played, because the world is like, you go in like everybody already knows everything about this world, everybody in it, and you're the only one who doesn't.
And that's, I mean, that's the best way that you can do a detective game, I think, is to be thrust into a world where you're the only one outside of it.
Yeah. And even
So I see why they did what they did.
I was kind of similar to you. Like, when I was first playing it, I didn't really understand. Like, I felt like I was missing something, but I was intrigued enough to, like, want to figure it out. And I just really liked the aesthetic and stuff, so I just kept going. And then the second time I played it, I was like, it just suddenly clicked for me.
Okay, so you've played through it more than once?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which surprised me, because when I finished it, I thought, I guess I'll never have to play this again. But then, like, a couple months later, I was like, I really want to play it again. And I'm glad I did, because I understood it better. And I felt like I actually found some... I actually missed some things that I didn't realize I missed the first time, so...
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so... I don't know if I like this game or not. So, let me... I'll say the positive things, and then of course, as Funsphere tradition, I will dunk all over this game. So I like the idea of the game. Like, I actually like the idea of combining like a trial game with an investigation game. I think that's really cool, where you have to go around and do the interviews and things like that. To bring it back around to like Ace Attorney, it's nice not to know how everything kind of went down, and then you have to kind of get there through dialogue trees and things like that. It's nice to actually have to go through and try to figure out how evidence and things like that works. I actually also like the open world feel of it, and going through and literally walking through the town, doing the investigation, trying to piece together the world and all the things that are happening in it just by interacting with it. I thought I was really going to dislike that in this game, but I actually ended up, that kind of is my favorite thing about it. However, I'm going to say the art style, I'm like, fine, it's wild, it's crazy, stuff like that. I don't think it's not a big selling point for me. I'm like, okay, these people are weird. The language in the game, as far as like the overly descriptive, like poetic things about everything when they're talking about, like, here is a drink that I like, and it's like all these memories and all this stuff. I literally played this game 3 times, would start reading the descriptions of items and turned it off. I just found it just like, I was like, ugh, it makes me just, I can't deal with you.
Are you talking about like when you pick up
yes,
an item?
It's like
you don't like the poems? That's crazy. That's like my favorite thing, because that's my writing style. So I'm just like,
I don't need a 42-word description for the heart crystal or something like that I just picked up.
The blood crystal?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
That doesn't give a description on blood crystal.
I just
like,
use
this is money.
I just, whatever, another item or something like that. It's like the descriptions of the people born under the 42nd, like, whatever of whoever in the year something. And I'm like, it just... I'm like, they're already weird. They look weird.
I mean, this is the thing that you commended BioShock for.
No, because that was more.
It was familiar to you. This was a different. I love the naming convention in this game. I love the names, but
hate
you,
it.
You
hate
are
it.
Too. Yeah, but you are like.
Oh, yes.
I can see why you don't like it, because it's just not, it's not your, it doesn't fit your personality.
Okay, and like I said, I get that people can totally dig this and stuff like that. And I'm admitting, that is more on me than the game itself. I don't think the game did it poorly, I'm not the game's target audience for that stuff.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing, the item description,
so,
I love the naming convention.
While we're talking about the dialogue, did you guys notice that as far as cursing is concerned, sometimes it would be censored and sometimes
that was really odd.
Was it just,
I think it's just aesthetic.
Was it just the demon
Shinji
that they censored?
Because I think Lady says like bullshit or something one time, and that's censored. They
type out fuck, but then they censored crap.
I think it was just an aesthetic choice, honestly.
I'm gonna say I think it's a British thing. It's because curse words from country to country have different connotations. Like, they'll say it,
but crap.
Well, yeah, but like they'll say certain words on. I won't even say them. which we would find highly offensive in the United States, which to them is just like slang for like dude or something like that.
Yeah, well, they didn't censor any of Akiko's swearing, and I looked up what all those words meant. She was saying yeah. some really rude things.
But it's also presented in another language that the player is probably not a native speaker of, so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah. It was just funny.
I noticed it enough to think, like, this has got to be a serious choice they've made to be funny.
Yeah, I think it was just... I don't think it was, like, actuals. Because the game's rated M.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah. I don't think that it was, like, can't show the swears. I think it was just, like, style choice. Because they blur out Shinji's crotch, or they block Shinji's crotch, and they blur out his middle fingers as well.
Yeah. So the only other thing I could think of that I had a real kind of beef was the trial process itself. I wanted that to be a little more fleshed out than it was.
Yeah,
I wanted cross-examinations and stuff like that. This one's just like A, B, C. Like, if you got all the items you need, you're going to just fly through the trial for each case in, what, less than 2 minutes or something?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
That's what I like the most.
That's
the
trial.
Well, the trial process just rewards the people who are like 100%ers.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, as long, because that's all I did for the first half of the game was like, once I realized that what you find will influence what people say in their dialogue, I thought, well, there's no reason that I should ever talk to anyone again
until you find everything.
Until I found everything on this
map.
Yeah.
The first time I played it, I didn't go to the crime scene because I thought you couldn't go through the fourth seal because it was broken. So I was like, when I went to I did the trial and I was like, I have no idea what that killer demon was about. I didn't find the killer demon. I was like, I had no idea what that demonology lab was about. I was like, talking about the trial, my first playthrough, I pinned it on, executed Yuri, Carmelina, and Akiko. And then the second time, Witness got caught up in it too. Because of the demon, but I could not bring myself to accuse Sam and Lydia of anything.
Yeah, and they
they helped a little, but I couldn't
believe that they killed them.
Oh,
for
yeah.
that.
I couldn't do it.
That was the biggest upset for me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I purposely didn't mention anything about them, which I understood the trial a little bit better the second time around, because the first time around I was a little disappointed with it, because I felt like no matter what, you could just make someone be guilty.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Like, judge would just say, like, I believe you, and make them be guilty. But the second time I accused someone of something just based on a rumor, and she was like, or they were like, how dare you try to mock justice, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't count. And then I read that if you try to pin the actual murder on Yuri, judge will be like, no, that's wrong, and just blame it on Henry.
Oh, so it like auto-corrects. You can't...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I was... And then the second time I played it, I understood the truth and fact thing a little bit more. So in the end, by not even mentioning Sam and Lydia, I crafted my own truth.
Oh.
And that's what they were talking about. Like, you decide, you have all the evidence, and it's basically up to you. Judge is just putting everything in your hands, unless it's, like, wildly out of left field.
Yeah.
Dang, so you didn't have
to
kill him.
I couldn't do it. I felt really bad for them. They delivered Witness's box, and then his goal wasn't even to murder the things. He was just like, I'm gonna put the fear of God in you.
As it kept going, there was a point where I was like, Jesus Christ, are they going to kill every single character?
I was going to say, out of, like, if I looked up the true ending, just because that's not the one I got when I did my, like, I didn't get everything right, or get all the pieces of info.
It's only the doctor.
The doctor survives.
That survives.
And the goat thing.
Crimson Acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Which, how did she not get in trouble for selling all kinds of secrets?
I guess because...
Meanwhile, driving is a executable offense.
See, that's why I didn't even mention them. Judge was like, how did the box get in there? And I was like, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm pretty sure also that I couldn't find anything about it, but I think Sam was totally a Cheers reference.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
I just put that together now. I'm like...
The bartender?
So the overall sort of, like, morality of the world is pretty interesting because you, Josh, you should have liked this. You're not even actually the good guy.
Yes, you're all actually terrible people. They're
terrible, horrible people. And it's... And like, even Henry, who did some fucked up stuff, like... Lady isn't even that good either. She's not doing this to help Henry. She's just...
It's just her job.
Yeah, like, because at the end, he's still gonna die. Because he can't go on to Perfect 25. Which is why he cusses her out.
I think it's an interesting thing to... I think that was inspired by their Lovecraft kind of life. Of like, yeah, these are all... This is... Everything that's happening is awful. And you just happen to be going through a trial in the middle of it. It's like... Even if you get it right, there's no justice here. These are all assholes.
Yeah.
And they've already sacrificed tons of innocent people.
Millions.
Yeah.
Look, they're on sequence 24. They keep making these islands. They keep failing. They're around for like a couple centuries usually, each, and they kidnap people from the real world to populate the islands, and then even without the sacrifice at the end, when the islands fail, like, if you read the descriptions, like, on the plaques, like, outside the housing districts and stuff, the ones with the actual houses, not apartments, said, like, oh, we started giving them better homes to see if it would make the citizens stop murdering each other. Like, it's got to be such a surreal thing. And it also cracks me up, the aesthetic of the island is all on purpose to, like, give it, because I think that fits into Vaporwave too, which is like empty sort of pretty things, like corporate stuff. Like the fact that they even have speakers like playing music to match different sections of the island in the actual island. They're just so dedicated to that aesthetic. Like, it's beautiful here, it's great, but it's garbage. Like, the humans are forced to toil away at the agriculture fields or the heavy industries working on the reality folding drive, and then also spend all their time praying to these psychotic gods. Like,
it was
garbage.
It was a very interesting choice for like the contrast of all the bright colors and the hyper upbeat music, and the world that's going on underneath it is awful.
Yeah.
So, Samantha, there's a question I've got to ask you. You've mentioned several times that, like, you draw a correlation between this game and Deadly Premonition.
Oh, I didn't. I heard somebody review it mention that.
Okay, do you agree with that or anything like that? I don't see these games as being similar in any way, shape, or form, except that they coincidentally have investigations involved.
I can see it.
And they're open world,
kind of like quirky, and then like some. Like eldritch bullshit happening in the background. Except this one, it's not in the background. It's just like in your face. Like, yeah. They're not hiding it. It's not that's not part of the mystery. That's just part of the world. And then just like being a weird sort of investigator, talk to yourself a lot.
Speaking of talking to herself, that's an unfortunate gripe of this game are the I've never really been a fan of we're gonna have a dialogue, like a text heavy game, but we want to make it a little bit more engaging, so we'll sprinkle in a couple of pre-recorded lines that we do, but they're used to such an extent.
What the hell?
That's a common complaint for the game.
Choose your judgment, or whatever she says at the end. Oh my god. Yeah. I would rather them not have any dialogue.
I really liked all the voices for the character. Like, the voices... I liked the voices.
Okay.
But yeah, I wish there were either more... More, like, they said more things, or just that they were only, you only heard their voice when they were first introduced or something.
Yeah, I kind of get where Mike is saying. It's like, that's a hard thing, I bet, as a developer of a game to do, is like, do we spend the money and have these actors record every single possible line, or do we do the opposite where it's just like the text box pops up and, you know, you might have, like, I'm thinking of Ace Attorney again, like the objection or something like that that pops up every now and then. Like, they don't have, like, full-on speeches.
Yeah. I feel like the way they would have to do it would be, like, we're going to have a line that they deliver for each set reaction that they could have. So if it's surprise, then she'll say, what the hell?
Yeah.
And if it's, like, confident, she'll be like, justice is served and all these kinds of things. But it seemed like
it didn't mesh up very well. I would also said is like, sometimes the line would be delivered and I'm like, you're talking about something that's yeah. not the reaction I would expect.
Well, I just don't think they need to trigger an audio cue every
yeah.
sentence.
No.
Yeah. Let's make it more sparse, and then it wouldn't be, I mean, it's like going back to Ocarina of Time or Mario 64, it's the, whoo, ha, yippee!
Yeah, I agree. Like, it would have been better, but I did really like all the voice actors, so I would have wanted to hear them more, but I think because it's just small studio.
Oh, yeah, like I said, that's going to be a major expense to have, like, a fully acted out dialogue tree and all that stuff like that.
One of my main sort of disappointments with the game is that I don't think you can ruin your relationship with any of these characters and not get some evidence, because the second time I played it, I started picking more like snarky choices. Mm-hmm. And even if you, like, I really pissed off Doom Jazz, and then, like, it didn't make any difference. It still increased the relationship. And, and then when I got out of the hangout part and went just into the evidence, he was fine again. So
what was it with the hangout? Because I never went back and talked to people more than once since I did it all at the end. So can you continue to, and is there like a time limit? Like, you have to wait a day or two before you can continue?
I think you have to like talk to somebody else and then you can go back. Because, but the more you talk to them, the more you hang out, the more your relationship grows. And then they'll like be like, I have to tell you something. And then they'll give you a little extra gossip or something.
But it doesn't overall make that big of a difference to the game as a whole?
I mean, sometimes it does.
It'll influence some of the evidence
The stuff you get from building up the relationship matters, but I just don't think there's any way to not get it if you keep talking to them. Because it didn't, because every time, like, no matter what I said after Hangout, it said the relationship increased. But I don't know if that's just a loose term, like, okay, you've just spent more time with them, so that's fine. Because even like Akiko, the last bit of the hangout, she's like, "Fine, we're friends now, whatever." You just shoot her. Like, that cracks me up. And you can sleep with Dr. Doom Jazz. That's the end of his. And I think you can also with Crimson, or you can just tell, because I guess Crimson and Lady had a thing for a while, but then she married Isaiah. And I just figured out that Isaiah is one of the people at that bar when they flash forward to Perfect 25, because he mentions that his job is collecting the citizens, the people, and that's when you look at, you know, his profile, that's what it says his job was.
I did find the flash forward to the Island 25 and those two people that are speaking, like, kind of interesting. Does that not seem like it has a nihilistic type bit to it? Like, they're doing this, like, everybody on the island thinks, oh, this next one's perfect. And the people that are already there are like, man, this is already screwed. Like, this is going to fail immediately. I was going to say, that was my one takeaway from that. I was like, because I was questioning, why do we care about this conversation that's happens after the fact of what we're about to do? And I was like, oh, it's because it's flavoring it. Like, all these people's optimism for the next island is completely invalid. Just to further be a downer in this god-awful creation. Let's just make sure that it's noted that, yeah, all this stuff is for naught.
Very, yeah, that fits in with the Eldritch crap. I did notice, too, on my second playthrough that the guy's dialogue in that has no punctuation. It's all lowercase and there's no apostrophes, and I thought that was weird. I don't know why.
That literally could have just been like, we just didn't bother to go through and like proofread that or fix it. Or perhaps...
That seemed too deliberate. Was intentional. Because
it was very intentional. I thought they were just using it to further... Because they're both silhouettes. Yeah. And the only other difference is the color on their dialogue box switches from like blue to purple. But I thought it was just to help differentiate the voices.
Could be,
Because they don't say the names or anything.
I have no idea who that girl was. I guess it could be who Crimson says he's dating now. Madam Complex. I just really love the names. Also, I tweeted at the developers asking if Carmelina's dog and Bear-chan make it to Perfect 25, but they didn't respond. I had to know. Those dogs are okay.
I'm gonna say they answered. No, they didn't.
They were accomplices. They had to go down too. I mean, they were involved. Sorry, that's justice.
The dog isn't in the silhouette when Carmelina gets shot, though.
I hope she shot the dog first in front of her.
So, can you find more treats than just the one? That messed with me the whole time. I kept thinking, like, there's got to be something else. Oh, I do want to touch on just a dumb thing that I dealt with when I played the game. So as soon as I realized, like, okay, so they've got these blood crystals hidden all over the place, and that one looks like it's hard to get. So I did the same thing with Fallout 3. Like, I just tried to jump glitch my way everywhere. And maybe 8 hours into the game, I realized that you could get a double jump.
Yep.
And I probably could have collect, and then the dash later on.
And
but
the site where you can see where all the stuff is.
The meditation,
the secrets. I got all of that after I'd collected a cool 80% of what you could collect in the game. Oh, I could have gotten through it so much faster if I knew that you could do that. So if anybody does still want to play this after we've spoiled the game, spend your money. They make it seem like you shouldn't ever spend it, though, because, like, if every time you have to fast travel, you spend one, and there's an, like, a finite amount of these blood crystals, then heck no.
You end up with so many, though.
I'm not spending it on anything.
You end up with so many. Like, my second playthrough, I was, like, holding off, and I was just collecting as many as possible, and then I ended the game with, like, 45.
Yeah, I have around, I guess, 60 or 70 now. But I never fast traveled. I was afraid to. I didn't want
to
spend.
I was trying
them.
To memorize to like actually find my way around the island at some point. It seems really big, but it's not.
Yeah, that was going to be
No. That's all right. I think that's the most commendable thing about this game is fantastic world layout.
I agree. Like I said, it was actually my favorite part of it was how well they had done this and like some of the detail they put into it, like who thinks to put, like, air conditioner units on top of a building and stuff like that? I was like, that's quite forward thinking as far as, like, I'm designing a building to look real to you. Like, some of that stuff was great. And
yeah.
Well, for it to be, like, it's a small island, but it's every inch is crafted in a way that it's very traversable.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
Very memorable.
So what did you guys think of the music?
Oh, at first I was a little, like, it took me a while to warm up to it, because I think I was expecting a little more, like, synth poppy style, but then, like, I love it now. I listen to the soundtrack all the time.
Yeah, I like it as well. I think it really, it blends with the art style really well.
I thought it was pretty good. I was excited. It's good to set the mood against the story of the world. I thought, like, this happier, upbeat type music against this terrible, terrible world, to be quite honest.
And then knowing how they're forced to listen to it 24/7.
Now, that would drive you insane. And so I could see the...
Even though they run out of cassettes.
Yeah.
So is that one of the citizen jobs, is to go rewind?
I wonder. Play? That's really funny. Or I wonder if that's a syndicate job. I don't know. That's really funny.
Hey, they probably got auto rewind and they've probably developed that by that point.
You guys.
Can you imagine hearing that over the loudspeaker, though? The song ends.
There's like 0.5 seconds of peace. And then it starts up again.
I was going to say, to get nerdy, I was like, I remember right before CDs became like the standard, like cassette, like what's that, SDAT players or stuff like that, that they can kind of like auto rewind without that huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were auto rewind. So I was like, I don't know if the playhead removes from the tape when it does it. I'm sure it does. Those were way too expensive for my household.
I had the kids tape cassette thing. It was like tall and like bright colors, and I could carry it around, listen to my Lion King soundtrack.
That had the microphone built in.
I was gonna say something else. I was always really, I really liked Shinji. I went looking for him specifically.
Yeah, me too.
Indifferent.
Soundtrack. Oh, did you guys find, you guys found everything? Did you, you found, Dainoni Gate, which I'm so glad they said his name out loud.
Yeah, me too.
So
that's what really turned me around on like learning the story, is finding him and the underworld.
The area that you find.
Dead zone.
Dead zone. Yeah.
Because I found them without anything, like I just stumbled upon him. It wasn't something, and again, I did this before I got the double jump. I just kept jumping on top of stuff and was able to get over the fence. And I was like, holy shit. Now some of the stuff is starting to click.
I gotta say, I was like a little less impressed that they're like, oh, the killer was someone that you had to kind of find, and like, it's like, why couldn't you just make the killer one of these people? It makes a little more sense versus this like psycho character or something like that. But I also think that's more of a homage towards the source material of the Danganronpa games, because that's, they've got some crazy folk in it. So I was like, okay.
Well, whenever you investigate the crime scenes, it mentions something about it being, it had to be executed from a perfect knife. And then the only time they use that language again is with that demon. So I thought, oh, okay, well, the demon killed everybody.
And then got shot.
Like, I didn't pick up that he had a, like, his perfect blade. But then he just tells you.
Yeah. Which was, like I said, it's kind of a weak, like, okay, that's great.
But Carmelina has been working on this little plot for like centuries.
Okay, and I figured out that she was the one that was going to be ultimately responsible the first time I talked to her. The first time it gives you that description of, well, her family can't be members of the council, because I was like, well, she is, she has the motive. There you go.
Carmelina and Witness were my main suspects from the beginning, and then like I realized Akiko had to be involved the more it went on. But then I wasn't sure about like Sam and Lydia. I was worried. I was like, man, come on, guys. Come on.
I guess that's...
But I don't know. I don't know if they knew what they were doing. I never accused them, so I don't know what they say.
Like I said, I looked up the perfect ending just because I didn't get that one, and I was like, yeah, they comped to it. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing, but, you know, we were involved, and so they're like...
That's what makes it even more fucked up, is they're like, well, you're guilty. And that's, like, convicting them is how you get... Is it Witness that they're able to pin it on for his, like, you unlock his conspiracy, like it being
tied. I was able to get him without them at all. Yeah, because he admits to the killer demon and stuff. Because of checking the phone records, because he called the number to the box to open it remotely. Around the time, and so the only mystery left there was how the box got there, but I just didn't mention it.
So it seems like even though everybody's single playthrough experience is very like cut and dry as regarding the trial, it seems like they put a lot of effort into different outcomes.
I think so. Yeah, I would, like I said, especially if this development team is just a few people, which it sounds like it may only be two people. It's pretty amazing what they've actually been able to put out here, like in the detail and the work they went into to try to do that scripting. I gotta say, one thing that really intrigues me is that they chose the Switch as like, why that console over others? I was like, this is a game that I could definitely see being more just like a Steam game, PC game.
It is on the PC.
And it is there too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, why bring it to the Switch? I wonder if that's just like it's easier to port to the Switch or why they purposely chose the Switch over other consoles. Just something I was thinking about doing when I was reading the research. I was like, why that one?
I don't know.
I think it lends itself very well as a handheld.
I think so too.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I the first time I played it, I only played it handheld. Second time I played it on my TV, so I felt like I was able to see things better.
Yes, it's interesting how using a larger monitor might help you to view the world as better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the way that I play, because I usually will play my Switch right before I go to bed, like to help me fall asleep. And especially with the way the game's designed, where you can just pick it up, go explore some, I would go just a little more each night, find some stuff.
Yeah. The first time I played through, I didn't find, other than the like big thing I didn't find, which was the whole crime scene, I didn't find the shed with the human excrement in it. Or,
oh, the pound of flesh or
no,
whatever?
No. The there's like a shed outside the military barracks that has poop all up in it because it's where Akiko.
Oh, I don't think.
Oh,
I found
that's where
that.
Akiko stored the prisoners that she used to be the fake guards. And I didn't go check the gate where you come through in the beginning of the game.
Hmm.
Which was just interesting. More, it was just fun to find things that, cause like, I thought I had everything, but psych.
Still more to explore, I guess.
Yeah. I really hope there's a sequel. I don't know how they'll do it with, like, depending on who you killed or whatever, but I think there's room for it on Perfect 25. There's going to be trouble. The psycho unit is presumably going to be reinstated, so she'll have a job.
I see. I think they would just, if there is a sequel, they'll maybe take the format and apply it to an entirely different story is what I would think. But that's just me.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I would like to see Perfect 25. I want to see one of these islands with the citizens actually on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what it's like when it's doing what it's meant to do, not when it's starting to break down and everything's glitching out.
They could make this the first franchise that just goes backwards instead of forwards.
There you go.
I'd be fine with that too.
That might be fun, because you have 24 failed islands.
Yeah, that would be fun too. Because then you get to learn more and see.
And they even said that a lot of those characters weren't in their roles through all of it, right?
Right. Yuri was newish. Like, I think he joined the Syndicate in the time that Love Dies was in exile, so she doesn't even know him.
So, yeah, I think they have a lot there.
I would like to do more in this world, so I just hope they make more.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, and maybe if they do make a sequel, we'll cover it on another episode.
Def.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode, and we thank you as always, for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
And may you...
Justice is
may
served.
May you reach the moon.
All right.
I said it.
You did indeed.